There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left. Side stories.
Yeah, you love the glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Happy boys.
Happy boys.
Do you like being so close to my used underwear? That's what I call them. Discharged underwear.
I don't mind it, actually. It's
like bullet casings.
Is this the show?
Yeah.
All right. This is Side Stories. I'm Ben. That's Henry.
Is it?
This is the show.
Yeah.
We're recording live from beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. We had a great time last night. Apparently, our manager is mad at me because I quote, what was that? I terrified him.
You're a big man. And you dragged us to the Kid Rock donkey honky tonk that we went to. And you're like, we gotta go. We gotta see. It's Kid Rock's. It's Kid Rock's honky tonk. And we went in there, and it was
a donkey honky tonk.
It was. It is legitimately your grandparents having the wildest night in the world.
My God.
There was so much gray bush hair ready to be unleashed. Everybody was there partying, and then I knew it was time to leave when the group of high schoolers showed up and walked
it
in
was-
there.
Multi-generational, Henry.
That's not what I enjoy. Rock,
but that's the kid. He has 17-year-olds and 70-year-olds. That's how powerful his music is.
Misguided generations.
Did you see the potato slices that people were eating? The potato fucking skins?
They look so sad.
Oh, yeah.
The skins look sad, and the people that were there look sad.
Honestly,
the
people did not look sad. The people were sad, but they were looking happy,
because you could tell with the eyes. They say that a genuine smile... are muscles that are activated underneath the eyeballs, and that is where how you can tell. And that's where good actors come in. Good actors understand, they can understand the finute muscle reactions up in there, and also psychopaths, which is why actors can't be trusted.
Exactly.
Because they always can portray themselves as feeling any emotion in the world, even if they're not feeling it, because that's what real actors do.
That's what I completely and utterly agree with that. Actors cannot be trusted.
Real emotions do actors feel?
What?
None.
None.
Absolutely none, because you can't get those in the way.
I completely and utterly agree with you.
But we had a lot of fun in Nashville last night.
Oh, my God, so much fun.
You're
going to
say too much fun. I went and had the Nashville hot chicken, which is, of course.
You did not like this hot chicken so much.
What are you talking about? It was delicious.
No, because when I met up with you, you're like, oh, my stomach, my guts, I had all the hot chicken.
That's technically what I wanted.
But that's good. So that was a good response.
So.
Has anyone ever, because this is the thing, because Henry or Marcus was talking about this too. He was talking about how the hot chicken, it's too hot, and he actually doesn't like it, but he eats it all the time.
I love Marcus, but Marcus is physically weak. I can handle the heat much better. This, though, was irresponsibly hot.
Okay.
He says he can handle spice, but he eats one dish of vindaloo a night. This is what he did once a week.
Chicken vindaloo is super hot.
But once a week. But then he also got used to it because he gets it from one place. He eats at the same restaurants every single week. They have the same dish of vindaloo. So your body begins to grow accustomed to it. So he says, I can handle spice. But he doesn't want to step out. He doesn't want to push it.
I mean, I know this is technically supposed to be about true crime, but today we're going to talk about the true crime of spicy chicken. We also had Chick-fil-A. We had the spice. Is this technically something that needs to be recorded? I don't know.
I don't know.
But we did stop by on the way to that. We're on the road. This is entertainment. We are on the road right now. And we did drive. When we were driving to Nashville, we stopped by Chick-fil-A.
I don't know if we even say that. Is that a controversial figure in the world of chicken?
It's chicken.
I think most fried chicken is controversial. I think you look at the origins if you look at the origins of Bojangles, I know for a fact
that
there is human trafficking involved in the beginnings of Bojangles.
I am sure of it. And if you really sit the Colonel down and wouldn't be like, tell me about your politics, Colonel Sanders, we don't need to hear it. We just eat the chicken and shut up.
Anybody that wears a piece of fabric that's not a tie as a tie, and you corner him at 11 p.m. after he's had his after dinner bourbons.
Oh my
goodness.
He's
literally like, well, I'll tell you a tale when this country of ours was a place you could be proud of being inside. And then you're like, okay, thank you.
Let's talk
chicken
more about chicken.
Chicken was delicious.
Chicken was great. The chicken was wonderful. But we did have the spicy chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A. I'm just going to say this. I don't know what's going on, but I thought that was almost too spicy. And I'm a spice king.
You used to be, right?
I know.
Don't push it like you used to push it.
Not with the spices, because then I went down to Roberts over here in beautiful Nashville, and you know what I had for dinner? A bologna sandwich.
Which was the weirdest
saddest bus station man who is loaded. You are loaded with money. And you are the saddest broom closet living, I live out of a plastic bag man that I have ever met in my life.
I am telling you, the Robert's bologna sandwich was maybe the single greatest thing I've ever eaten in my entire life.
I don't know, man.
It was so good. Because when I met you, of course, I lost my vape. So last night, so anyway, there's some crime. A bunch of people got killed.
We're going to go through all of this shit.
We'll do it.
First of all, do we interrupt this conversation to say, and now a moment of silence for New Zealand? Is that what we do here at the top of the show?
No, I don't
because
think.
Because it is a very heavy topic that we can't even add to the conversation.
No, we'll talk about that on Top Hat. I have to be more serious when talking about that massacre. That was very, very sad. But let's go back to the bologna sandwich. So we had...
This is the nature of side stories. The true nature of side stories.
I'm sitting there at the bar. I'm waiting for Henry and our manager, who is exceptionally late all the time. And I'm eating my bologna sandwich. And somewhere along the way, first of all, I saved half of the sandwich for you.
Disgusting.
Because it came in two.
It's a sandwich. It comes in halves. Yeah. It doesn't come in two.
Well, whatever. And I was waiting for you for 45 minutes.
No, you just went independently. We never coordinated a time.
No, I know.
You just assume everyone else should just show up wherever you roll in.
No.
You got to the bar at 7:30. We had to do up until I met.
What did you have to do?
I showered my body.
Yeah, so did I.
That takes an hour.
No, it does not.
Yeah, because I get a rubbity dub, scrubby scrub.
You masturbated.
Yes.
That's not called showering. So I was in Roberts listening to a fiddle player who played with Loretta Lynn.
Everybody in Nashville played with Loretta Lynn, and they all will say that they did.
Do not make this sexual.
That's not
sexual.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm not saying that she was the town carriage. I'm saying that there are a lot of liars in Nashville.
I took a picture with him and it's on my Instagram right now at Bankistle
1. I think that every musician is a potential liar.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, I'll have a bologna sandwich and I have my little weed vape, but somehow I lost my weed vape and I was devastated. When I saw you, that was immediately when I realized that I lost it.
Yeah, it was really hard. The amount of sadness that you had was worrisome.
It was really, really hard for me. But the entire time, I have half of my bologna sandwich and I'm waiting and I'm listening to the guy who played fiddle for Loretta Lynn. And I'm like, oh, when Henry comes, I'm going to surprise him with half of a bologna sandwich.
What are you?
He is going to love it. And
you know
what? Is
this Oscar the Grouch? Am I going to come hang? Is this what I'm going to go hang out with? It's like, that's hanging out with a trash human dust.
No, because
just a little bit of the flap.
It was half of it. It was half of the
sandwich. I had a full dinner, and I told you I was having a full dinner.
I know. But it was so good that I really wanted to share it with you, and then you took so long that I had to eat the whole thing.
I don't know, man. I was talking about a hot chicken just because you guys all put... I think that hot chicken's a prank.
Why?
A hot chicken is legitimately a natural thing that they do, being like, let's see what these Los Angeles people do with this toxic chicken.
So you don't think that, is it like Malort, what Malort is to Chicago?
Maybe.
Where everyone kind of like laughs about it when the outsiders eat it?
I went to a place that was very good. Honestly, the taste of it was absolutely exceptional. I'm just saying in the middle of it, I was like, why am I eating the most aggressive food in the face of the planet?
So
why
you
am I doing
didn't
this
like
myself?
It.
No, it is delicious, but it is a physical, you come over, but you get a buzz from the heat and you get a little bit of lick from that sweet. Because that's what it's kind of a sweet and hot. It's very tasty.
No, I know, but just, no one seems to like it.
It's a challenge. No, you're crying. The snot's coming out. It was fun. The problem was this morning.
Was anyone else? Oh, of course.
I legitimately almost cried this morning. And I've had hemorrhoids before.
Oh, I know.
And it felt like if hemorrhoids... made a pact with the devil and said, hot seat Henry Zebrowski.
Hot seat Henry Zebrowski.
And that's what I was doing.
Well, that's the thing with hot chicken. That's why I think it might just be a joke. I don't think anyone in Nashville actually eats it. I did not see it on Kid Rock's menu at the Donkey Honky Tonk because Donkey rhymes with honky.
It was horrible.
What a horrible
place that was.
It was four stories.
It was like if Guy Fieri had a casino.
Honestly, if Guy Fieri had a casino, I would
look
be there
at it.
Every single day.
But I would go look at it and go, what a dystopian mess we've allowed ourselves to slide into.
See, this is where we just actively disagree.
We do, because I had a lovely drink and a nice little cocktail and a very nice
God,
little cool cocktail bar.
Oh, my God, we get to freaking Nashville, and all I want to do is listen to country music, which, by the way, we were down in the main drag there.
The strip, Broadway. But then we went to the Five Spot, which was fucking incredible.
Five Spot was great. But everyone, I get a text from the manager, and he's like, oh, having a high-end cocktail. I'm like, I don't want a high-end cocktail. I'm in Nashville. I live in New York City. You live in Los Angeles. Why are you going to have a high-end cocktail?
Because it's nice.
Just have a fucking
self-care.
Bud Light.
Care.
No, it's not. You shat blood today.
Alcoholism is our self-care.
No.
And so the little tastes of the beautiful, like I had this, it was a mezcal, beautiful cocktail.
Why? But why? You're in Nashville, Tennessee. Why
do whatever
you?
I want. And they were all hip. All the bartenders were super hip.
They're hip.
I do what I want.
No, I know.
I do what I want.
But you're supposed
I'm like Cardi B.
I know what you are.
And I do what I want.
Evidently, you were saying on the ride over, you made fun of Cardi B, and a lot of people got mad at you.
Upset.
So be careful, I guess.
She has an army of supporters.
We just have to be very careful.
I don't know.
I have no care. But I'm just saying.
I don't have no care.
I do not have no care. I don't. But when it comes to Nashville, there's no need for high-end cocktails. You go to a country bar, you drink Bud Light, you drink whiskey, and that is it. And
everybody's got different life rhythms. What we've learned about the three of us on the road, because we're all three different stripes of the American quilt. Patches, stripes on the flag, the American flag, we're all stripes. We're all different flavors. Ugh. What flavor is Kessel? The bottom of a Bud Light.
Yeah.
What flavor is Henry? Mezcal with a little
creme de menthe. No, your flavor is a fiery butthole.
No, it is. Yes,
your flavor.
And Marcus is covered in vape juice, sitting alone in his room.
He sleeps, but
he loves his jewel.
Also, it's not the bottom of a Bud Light. It's the top of the Bud Light. Actually the middle of the Bud Light. That's your prime
Nothing,
Bud Light.
No corn syrup. Because they really know what the drinkers of Bud Light give a shit about.
Really pissed off a lot of Iowa farmers, but nonetheless.
Just do not. Okay, so I want to talk about this. Let's talk about a fucking news story.
Okay, should we do this thing about Jack the Ripper?
Of course we should.
Okay, well, I'm a little bit annoyed with, like, everyone's like, my aunt was Jack the Ripper. Every, like, 6 months, a Jack the Ripper story comes out. And is any of this true? I know you like this one because evidently he's Polish now.
Another Polish hero in the books. It's not a hero. He killed five women. I don't know if it's true or not. All right, so let's cover this. Apparently, thanks to the cum rag left behind at the murder of Catherine Eddowes.
That is not the right.
It was, what do you want to call it?
Technically was, yes.
It's a seed receptacle.
Okay.
So according to NBC News, Jack the Ripper has been identified, which is, we've heard this 1,000 times before, but let's see what they say now. The identity of Jack the Ripper, the notorious serial killer from the late 1800s in England, may finally be known. A DNA forensic investigation published this month by two British researchers, quote unquote. No, they don't put the quote unquote in this article, but I'm doing that. In the Journal of Forensic Science, identifies Aaron Kosminski, a 23-year-old Polish barber and prime suspect at the time, as the likely killer. The quote, Simon Stein smotched the sequences at one of the main police suspects, Aaron Kosminski, said the study, authored by Jari Lohelainen of Liverpool, John Mars University, and David Miller of the University of Leeds. So I went back through Marcus's outline for the original show, because we did 8 hours of Jack the Ripper
coverage. But this is my one question here. So you say they have Simon... Semen.
They got some
shrimps. Who kept it? Like, how do we know that this is actually his DNA? It just seems this was 1888. At no point in 1888 were the dumb F detectives being like, well, in 110 years from now, 130 years from now, people will have the technology to be able to scrape the disgusting, diseased-filled DNA off this rag and be like, finally, we understand a pole did it. I do not think that this could be Jack the Ripper.
We don't know for a fact. That is the only piece of hard evidence that exists The only piece of real evidence that exists for Jack the Ripper was this piece of cloth. Now, what they say here is that this shawl... has been kept by a man named Russell Edwards, who's 48. He bought the item of clothing in an auction in 2007. They have been researching this for 12 years. They've been scraping and scraping and scraping and scraping, trying every fleck of semen, and apparently it is this man. Now,
but how do they even know that the shawl, which is just, I don't even like the term when it comes to what we're talking about here.
Why?
Because it just seems weird that he just ejaculated on some shawl or something.
What do you get? You don't want a guy, you hated the word cum rag.
No, actually, you're right. Shaw,
see,
Shaw
so
is fine.
I am repositioning.
You are repositioning. Very good.
To his but naughty scarf.
How do we even... Naughty scarf is good. But how do we even know that it's freaking his?
Okay.
That is my thing. Because it's like, this dude might have just been duped in 2006. Been like, oh, yes. I just came on this hotel towel. And I'm going to be like, this is Jack the Ripper. Who wants to buy for 10 already, grand?
This has been set for a long time. This is one of those things that was put in a crime museum. It's been handed down time and time. Because Jack the Ripper is one of the most... it is, if not the most famous unsolved murder spree of all time.
I agree.
So these things have a gigantic microscope on it. This scarf was kept in a crime museum and then eventually sold to auction, all this kind of shit. So it has been identified as it was found at the scene of the murder.
Uh-huh.
And it has just been going for a long time. So finally they're saying that they could just get the microscope big enough to look at the spermies that are still there. They're sperm skeletons. Now, this is me trying to explain this. I don't know.
Is the microscope itself actually larger? Or?
I don't know. I don't know where my tax dollars go.
Why? So there's a contemporary sketch of Aaron Kosminski.
Yeah, he's looking real Polish. He's got the same mustache that I got. He's got the receding hairline. He's 23 years old.
Yeah, but he looks like a 90-year-old oil-like baron.
That comes from the burden of knowing that you have to keep your Polish blood alive.
It doesn't really make any sense. He looks like Soda Popinski.
He was a hairdresser. Now, this is
so
according
he's a barber.
To... But Marcus originally poo-pooed the idea of Kosminski being the Jack the Ripper, because right. According to his original outline here, Aaron Kosminski, a Polish Jew employed in London as a hairdresser, which is what Marcus said, he was allegedly driven insane by solitary vices, which was Victorian code for jerking off way too much, which again I completely I understand as a young Polish man, you're just full of it.
Full
of it, and it's gotta get out.
It's better if you get rid of it.
But they're saying that he had spent time in an insane asylum, and then they don't know whether or not, basically due to anti-Semitism, if his name was switched out. There's like obviously many problems with this. I have no clue whether or not this is actually Jack the Ripper. But they're coming out and they're doing their damnest to say it is.
Can I just ask this question? Does it frickin' matter?
No.
Why does Jack the Ripper? I understand it's unsolved.
It's
but the
cool.
idea that if anyone even did solve it, it will never be solved. That's the whole thing with Jack the Ripper, because then you'd be like, well, technically, whatever. There's no way someone with a mustache could have committed those crimes. There's just going to be someone who's like, no, that's not right. So
I
what
still
is the
believe
point?
That it's three killers. I still believe that it is not one person. I believe that they lumped it all together. But that's me sitting on the sidelines. I'm not on the front lines, all right? I'm back
what is
here.
The front
I'm
lines?
I'm warming the bench. These
the
researchers.
The front lines is the guy who bought a
they're
jizz
covered.
Rag.
They're literally.
The front lines is someone who's
the
like,
front lines.
I will buy that
it is the man
semen
who
covered rag.
It is the man who kept an ancient cum rag in his home. That is a brave warrior, true crime. And then the scientist that went and scraped that cum rag and sniffed it and licked it. As much as possible, because apparently, right. And I haven't heard this, and I'm not asking anybody for sure, but I'm pretty sure you can tell Polish cum by taste.
No, I'm sure
if you took different nationalities of cum and you put them into
different vials.
Things, honestly, ladies and men of Last Podcast on the Left and Side Stories, you listeners, tell me if you know this for certain. I'm certain that you can tell. At least, like,
no, this
has this guy's
sort of
exercise today? Has this guy had a bunch of Kool-Aid
this is
today?
Some sort of, like, pornographic Mengele eugenics that you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about taste tests. Is this brand X?
Henry, they didn't lick the...
I don't know what
they did. Jism-filled rag.
You don't know
they
what they did.
They did not lick it to be like, that's a pole.
Conjecture.
No, your conjecture.
Your conjecture.
You are full of hot chicken.
Yeah, I am.
All right.
And it makes me make my knees go up.
I know what's happening.
It did, because I definitely missed my squatty potty.
You have a squatty potty?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Of course.
Are you 10?
No, it helps you uncork your colon
at your
and
house.
The hole from
Hold
the dip.
Hold on a second.
Natalie bought them.
Natalie? Yeah. Well, she's very healthy. She's into health. She knows
what's
going
on. She's beautiful. She knows what she's doing.
So you guys have two squatty potties?
We have one in mine. We have two bathrooms.
And
essentially mine is an isolated
toilet.
No, I don't step on it like a stool.
Because that's my understanding of a squatty potty is you step on it.
Well, you know when I asked for, we actually had our toilets replaced and I asked the landlord, please put it in a Clydesdale model. Because I really want to have to hop up on it. I really want to straddle it. No, it's not a stool. You sit on it and it helps your knees go up because when you normally sit, your colon
still
crimps.
Has sex with you after buying you a
every
squatty
day.
Every day. I don't think it's every day.
As if she let me.
Yeah, I... I think you got too much hot chicken to be eating to do all that.
No, I make time to make love to my wife because that is what you got to do, and I absolutely adore my wife, and I miss her every minute of the day. I'm sick of having you fucking fat-bodied monsters in this room instead of my wife.
All right, well, I'm trying to lose weight. Thank you very much. But anyway, so that is it, and I'm sure she's not here. Natalie is not here to do a point-counterpoint, so we cannot get into that because she's not here to defend herself.
What are you talking about defend herself? I'm literally praising my gorgeous wife, and you were sitting here like a lone man covered in Bud Light juice stinking of bologna sandwiches.
Honestly, that was the best bologna sandwich I ever had in my entire life.
How many have you had?
Never. The only one.
So you don't even know.
I swear to if you're in Nashville, go to Robert's, eat the bologna sandwich.
That's what my grandfather used to eat, but he came from the Depression.
Yeah, I wasn't happy when I was eating it. So this is again Jack the Ripper, Aaron Kosminski.
But I feel like, hey, Polish people, they can still be dangerous, and I want people to remember that
everyone agrees with that. That's why no one likes Polish people, because they are notably dangerous. That's why they all became cops.
Polish people should be some of the most celebrated people on this planet because of what they've had to be through, what they've had to go through, the amount of different things they can make soup out of. The beautiful women of Poland, the sturdy men of Poland. They can make food out of rocks.
Well, I'll tell you.
Some people say it's misguided, yes.
Some people do. Well,
but rock soup has kept many people alive during the winters of Gurgarsh in 1865, during the spidery winds of Kuklanks in 1792. They had to make it through. Those big hats on. You know how many hats were lost in the spider winds of Kuklanks?
So many hats. I know. And
how many tragedies?
And it's not an easy place to be wind, because you can't knock a pole over. It's not possible.
Because you're just deafened by the...
Yeah.
Of every Polish man standing like a hard dick in the wind.
I do like that the Polish have been so beaten down forever that they're just short. But again, they are like, you can't
kill them.
Weeble wobble. Can't kill them. Can't knock them over.
I will not die.
Well, this is a story that you might like. So anyway, Jack the Ripper might be Polish. I don't know.
I don't know.
So
it's true, Kitzel. I feel like I know less about Jack the Ripper.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's even just being like, well, why is it just, it could be Krusty the Clown.
It could be anybody. Gary freaking Busey. I don't know.
I want to see how many cum tests that they matched up to see. Like, how many different cums did they put up against the Kosminski cums?
I also want to know, like, how do they know that some weird-ass other person in the UK or in Britain or in London didn't just take that cum rag and cum on it again?
I feel like
and then be like, and now
true.
This is it. How many rags were going around? It is full of men. It is full of fishermen. All they need to do is like, oh, yeah, I'm going to eat.
Fuck fish.
Yeah, I know what they do.
Russell Edwards, I just feel like I'm certain that he is a brave man. I feel like this is obviously maligning him. I do not know it, but I can imagine at least one night he laid it out. And he had his buddies over, like I used to do with
carp.
My, you know, and I had my, like when I used to have my little league friends over and I used to show them pornography and we lasted for a little bit.
Are you Michael Jackson?
No, I was their age. I was their peer.
You used to show porno to your baseball friends?
No, I bragged. I've told this story before. I bragged because I had the hot box, the illegal cable box where we flipped the switch.
Your father is a cop.
Yes. So we got everything. Everything that was evidence, we got in the home.
Queen's trash.
Yes. But it was a big deal. But then we turned on the porn. I was like, you guys ready? And they're all like, yeah. And then I sit and I put on the Spice Channel and we sat in silence for 5 minutes and we're like, let's put on People Under the Stairs.
Ooh.
And then we switched it.
Yeah, that's a good call. People Under the Stairs is great.
You could tell Russell Edwards maybe at some point was like, oi, you will see something really scary? And they're like, yeah, Russell. Yeah, I'll see that now. You're my, we're going to do it. And he's just like, hey, look at it. I can come without touching it. Hey, wait a second, Russell. I didn't know you could come without touching it. Yep. Uh-huh. And then he just unfurls it and he's just like, you see this? They're like, it's the Jack the Ripper cum rig. Shot all over it. Another chapter.
Honestly, it makes...
I'm just now all Australian.
It's fine. We're going to be in Australia soon. We cannot wait.
Fucking wait.
All right. So anyway, this all right. Jack the Ripper just comes down to a jism-filled piece of fabric.
As it often does.
As everything does, I guess. Okay. So this is something that might be interesting to you, Henry. March 11th, this past Monday... over Wareham, there was a UFO. According to the report, an oval-shaped craft was spotted in the sky for about 25 minutes in the area near Mass Maritime Academy and over Onset Bay, the reporting party who claims to have a pretty good background in emergency communications and search and rescue operations said they saw a large, round, white, glowing object hovering in one spot over Onset Bay. The person estimated it was hovering about 20,000 to 30,000 feet above sea level.
Do they have pictures?
No, they do not.
But as
they
a MUFON investigator, I literally need, like, evidence. I need to go and see the thing. I love witnesses, and you know that.
But what about the spoken word?
This is not in the Lower East Side in 1997. This isn't the rehearsals for Rent. I need someone. I need, like, a picture. I need, like, some kind of presentation.
No, I know.
Which I understand. I will go and listen to the witnesses, and I will go and bring my protractor, and I will look at the angles, okay, and I'll take field pictures and do all that shit. But the problem is, we're looking at a level one sighting here. This is
what
not
do you mean level one.
Level one sighting means I am not required to react up until from 72 hours up to a week. This is like in order for me to arrive. It is just a sighting with no photo evidence, so it is a level one. Level three. I told you this, right? Level
no,
three MUFON sighting.
Know this.
We talk about it in Skinwalker.
Okay.
That is because it's 72 hours, 48 hours, and 24 hours. What you have to do. The level three is 24 hours, and I can only arrive next day if the sighting kills you.
Anyway,
$600 I've given to MUFON.
$600, and you know, money well spent. So this is the thing. The person said three military jets
were scrambled.
He described them as possible F-15s.
He's just talking about planes. He's just saying planes.
No, yes, planes. Okay, military planes. Sure.
Scrambled and went after the UFO.
Approached the object, which caused it to change color from white to red before zipping around the sky before, quote, a rapid acceleration to the west and then totally disappearing from sight.
That's
still a level one?
But, no. I mean, yes, that is still a level one because it's from the witness's standpoint. But the thing is that we have to find out whether or not there are official records saying that they did scramble these jets.
Well, this story is on fun107.com.
I don't know.
That is fun107.com.
I don't know if that's a real website or not.
It might not be a real website, but the story is definitely real. And so we have a level one UFO experience. And Henry, you need to get on the ground and start investigating this stuff.
I mean, I just have to wait till I do my shadow hours. We're too busy running a successful podcast. I have not been able to go and do. I need it's 120 shadow hours.
All right,
that I have to do. So, and I have to pass the test first. And I have the manual.
Take the test?
No,
just take the test.
It's hours of studying.
What do you?
Have you seen the manual?
No,
of course you're not.
You've not showed it to anyone.
No, I had
you
it in my home.
Yeah, you refused to show it.
My wife has seen it.
I was like, can I see it? And you're like, no. And it was like under lock and key.
Well, technically, like I'm not supposed to talk about the contents of the manual.
I know, but you do talk about it.
I have, but lightly. But it is thick. It's 225 pages.
How long would the test take?
It takes like an hour. It's a big test.
Just take the test.
No, you got to study for the test. If you pass the test, you can only take the test three times.
How would you fail?
You can very easily fail. It's
how
a lot
do you
of stuff.
Fail a, no,
it's a lot of information.
But what?
It is science. It's literally investigation protocol. There are steps you have to go through. It's like arresting a man. There are steps you have to go through. There are things you have to. There's paperwork you have to learn. You have to learn how to fill out all the paperwork, the questions
so
you're supposed to ask.
So the test is about paperwork.
There is paperwork. Half the book is paperwork that you have to learn the ins and outs of.
So it's not.
It's like getting a job at the DMV.
Yeah, but.
But it makes you horny. Because you're out in
you
the field.
Horny.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Anyway, so there you go. Thank you. Where have.
What a great explanation of my life.
It's just really bizarre that you can't. I think you should just tomorrow just take the test.
No, because
I'll take it with you. Can't you?
You are literally no help.
Can't you just cheat on it?
No.
Can't you just Google the?
You can.
Do you have to
yes.
Go to a place and take the test.
No,
alone?
I can do it online.
So you can do it online. So you.
But
can
you have to still know where it is in the book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but can't you just Google?
No. No, because none of it's publicly available. It's all secret inside the book. It is proprietary knowledge of MUFON. I'm also researching MUFON itself. MUFON itself has also got some problems. It's got some messaging problems.
You're going to be the Leah Remini. What Leah Remini is to Scientology,
yes.
You are going to be the MUFON.
Live from your grave.
I want to do an update on the story we did last week of the young man that was stabbed by his girlfriend for playing too many video games. And there was an ending update of the response from the young man, Alex Lovell.
I have to say, this guy We're just going to do Hero of the Week combined into Update.
I don't like this man.
I like him.
I do not like this man. But it's true. He is the upside down Hero of the Week.
It's the Hero of the Week. All right, there it is. So,
all right, but this is
exciting. This is the first. It's an update and Hero.
I guess so. But look at this. So this is his response. So she's going to be sentenced on March 11th.
Yeah.
We forgot to get to this one. I want to say thank you. I know a listener sent it to me. I'm trying to
her
find.
Name is, so this gal, her name is Emily Javier, 31. She's going to be sentenced. Most likely, she's facing up to 20 years.
But we got it sent by a listener, and so this is the response that he had afterwards. This piece of shit says
he's not a. You are. You know what? You are victim blaming.
I don't know.
He is. He did. He admitted to playing video games for 12 hours a day, which is infuriating.
In an infuriating way.
I know.
So this is his response. I was just so proud for beating this samurai wannabe crazy lady with hate in her heart.
An upbeat Alex Lavelle.
Upbeat.
Upbeat, like literally.
No fingers anymore.
No, I do think they have been reattached. I hope anyway.
I was able to Wing Chun my way to survival. I've been preparing my whole life for something like this. So you have been waiting to get stabbed at by someone with the samurai sword.
First of all, Holden McNeely got married this weekend. Video gamers can't find love. I do want to say that.
We saw that.
If you play weekend. Video games, we saw that this weekend. It was a beautiful ceremony and a beautiful wedding. So if you are a gamer, and I love to play video games.
Search me too.
Yeah. Titanfall 2 was amazing.
I like Civilization 5.
You're doing your weird dystopian god game.
I like strategy games.
Yeah, but no, you like the power of civilization.
Yes, I do.
And it's not real.
It gets it out of my system. You should be thankful.
I live it.
You should be thankful.
I live your version of civilization. But anyway, so this guy, upbeat, but they show a picture of him here. And I got to say, the happiest victim I've ever seen in my entire life.
I guess so.
He is so thrilled. I think he's just happy that he had any affection at all previously in his life. And then the way that the fact he survived. He's going to become like a superhero.
I guess so, but of what? Four fingers, man?
I don't know.
The Wing Chun is a concept-based traditional Southern Chinese Kung Fu style and a form of self-defense, also known as beautiful springtime. It requires quick arm movements and strong legs.
He got stabbed 26 times. He was, okay, and now again, I sympathize with this man, poor Alex.
Absolutely.
But I'm just going to say, I wouldn't be bragging about my quick movements.
Here's some sounds of Wing Chun.
Okay, let's hear this.
On this one here, very basic and simple. You already practiced tan, pat, bam, last straight to the neck here. So the hand had to go together.
This is what that guy was studying?
All day.
No, he was playing video games all day.
And then using this hand too.
I'm not getting any of the slap noises I want.
Okay, but that guy that you were talking about, he's an expert. This guy is bragging about being a defensive expert. He got stabbed 26 times.
I think that he was watching this on YouTube.
It would be like if Neo from The Matrix got shot with every single bullet but one. And then everyone's like, wow, pretty agile. Cannot get stabbed and almost die.
But I didn't get hit by all of them.
But you kind of did get hit.
Yes.
If you are stabbed 26 times,
it's in the lose column.
It seems to me, and again,
at least
I feel
draw.
Bad for this guy, and I'm happy that there will be some justice here because no one deserves to be stabbed 26 times. But my understanding of this story is he whined to a point that she just stopped. He whined.
Why are you doing this?
I don't think it was like Cobb McGraw. Or is it Cobb McGraw? Wing Chun, whatever. I do not think it was actually that. I think it was like, stop. Stop it.
Wait a second. Is that the same as everybody have fun
I think
tonight?
That it is.
Let me see. Let me look this up.
No, it is. I know that for a fact.
I think that's Wang Chun.
It's Wang Chun.
Wing Chun. This is Wing Chun.
Oh, it's Wing Chun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the song. Oh, it's from the band Wang Chung, which means yellow bell.
I have no idea what the color of the bell is. I don't even care.
I don't even understand.
So this dude's index fingers and middle ring fingers
were
nearly lopped off. No, they are reattached now.
Whoa.
Facing months of recovery. He says, yep, as Henry just said, I was able to Wing Chun my way to survival. And just really, he says, I've been preparing for this my whole life. And I just got to say this, Hero of the Week, also Update of the Week, and also just really a motivational story that I think we can all I think we can all get behind this guy.
I really do think it shows what you can possibly learn from YouTube. And that if you can learn enough, yeah. just enough self-defense, because I know what it is, because that's why his fingers were gone. The knife, the samurai sword was coming up, and he's going, was swatting it. He was swatting it back and forth because he didn't get to her. Because, for the first couple of stabs, his hands were still on the controller.
Oh, of course. He's in the middle of a great game. Maybe he's playing Metro Exodus, which, by the way, way overrated. Did not like Metro Exodus.
What is Metro Exodus?
It's a video game that came out, and I just did not like the story whatsoever, and I put it down, and I played Titanfall 2 instead. Okay, Henry?
Wow. I'm with you. You can play these video games. I like the strategy games. I like Civilization V. I was playing SimCity for a while, and I'm looking for more like that.
I have Tom Clancy's Division 2 coming in hot after this tour, and I cannot wait to play it.
Yeah, like what I did this afternoon. Coming in just absolutely
disgusting.
The worst experience I ever had. And you know what I thought afterwards? Because then we went and we had those fancy cocktails, and I was like, I need something to cool down the heat in my stomach, so I ate a bunch of deviled eggs. Which didn't do it either.
Last night?
Yeah. But at the fancy cocktail place. I ate like 6 deviled eggs.
I don't even know why I wanted to call you this because I stopped from calling you this. But as soon as I heard you ate deviled eggs, I wanted to say you pedophile.
No! No! Deviled eggs are American. What? You don't like deviled eggs?
I do. But the idea, first of all, the idea that you were making fun of me for saving half of a bologna sandwich for you,
friend. You are just acting like an orphan. Friend. That's what that is. No, that is acting
because
like
I'm
you're
like,
the world's
maybe just Henry. Maybe Henry should try this great, famous hot bologna sandwich.
You're cold. And then, no, cold bologna sandwich sitting in
I put my hand over it. I kept it warm.
Beth, you eat it out of the bathroom at Robert's Western Way or whatever that place is called?
No, it's all good. But you had hot chicken followed by deviled eggs, which I did not know.
Yeah, dude. I thought it would calm my stomach down.
Yeah, you
it did not.
No,
man.
It did not.
It did not. I thought that I could weaponize the yolk.
Oh, that is
but
such
I,
a weird.
Yeah, it did not, man.
All right.
It is very. My stomach is really very upset today.
Well, if you do crystal meth, do not breastfeed. Evidently, this is just a quick little story.
I feel like if I'm on crystal meth, I feel like it'd be the last thing for my mind. Oh, I got a pump.
So a Louisiana mother is accused of killing her infant daughter by breastfeeding her while she had drugs in her system. Now, this is actually interesting. I want to hear from the audience on this. Do you think this mother deserves to be charged with murder?
Yep.
You do?
I feel like if you are on, it's unfortunate. This is very, very sad.
She was arrested. Oh, it's very sad. She was arrested for second degree murder in 2018, death of her 6-week-old daughter, Summer. Police began investigating Froba. This chick's name is Brandy Froba. On August 16, 2018, when she called 911 to report that her young daughter was unresponsive, responding officers found Daisy had stopped breathing and rushed her to the hospital. Apparently, the baby's name is Daisy, where she was pronounced dead. Now, officers did not observe anything unusual with the child. They noticed Froba was allegedly lethargic and slurring her words.
Oh.
So she said that she had drugs in her system and the baby died. I just don't know if this woman needs to go to prison. It was a mistake. So I want to hear the audience's thoughts on that.
I think it's one of those, it's just awful.
It's sad.
I think that it's just awful, and it's the whole thing is she's obviously in a lot of trouble personally.
Yeah, but I mean, a homicide, because I mean, I just feel like that's like if you're.
Some mistakes are so real that it's a crime. I don't know what to say about that because there are mistakes that are mistakes and you should be able to come back from it. But the stakes that lead to death, like these kind of things, this kind of lack of attention to what your role is supposed to be in this child's life, like you obviously are going to get punished for it. I mean, Natalie and I joke all the time about how like we like the fact that our daughter is a dog because we could put the dog in a cage for 6 hours if we have to go have fun. And then everybody makes a big fucking deal if you did it with the kid.
Well, they're children, and that's a dog.
So this is
and
what
Wendy's
we're saying.
Very tiny. A Wendy's, cage is quite large.
Absolutely. Wendy loves having a whole room to herself because she can sit and sleep.
So when it comes to this gal, authorities carried out their investigations for months, speaking with witnesses and executing multiple search warrants, which allegedly revealed that in 2016, Froiba's third child tested positive for opioids and marijuana.
Oh, so this is like a running thing with
I
her.
Guess
that's what this is.
Yeah.
It's about she set the precedent.
All right. And then,
so it's a, she has been a she's been That's like that movie. I think it's Bad Mommy. Is it Bad Mommy a movie? Well, I've seen
some Pornhub that you're searching. I think.
But I do. She is a naughty mommy. That is a porn. I know for certain.
Oh,
but
I'm
she's
sure.
a naughty mommy in a way that she killed her child.
Well, Froba was she was provided with informational pamphlets and counseling detailing the dangers of
nothing
using drugs.
Helps fight meth addiction like a pamphlet.
I know.
That is
I
the best
know.
Part. You just slap a pamphlet in there. They're as good as fixed.
There's just the
they don't need any infrastructure. They don't need any, like, we don't need any of that, any public outreach for people with these kinds of problems. This is certainly not indicative of the fact that we're in a dystopian universe. This civilization's grinding to a halt.
It just seems a little wild because the mugshot of this woman, and maybe I'm just being like, I'm sympathetic.
Let me see.
She's just like a normal looking mom.
She was a normal looking mom until now I know for a fact she killed her child
she
with meth laced breath milk.
She's not Casey Anthony.
No, she's not Casey Anthony.
She is like...
Casey Anthony is obviously way more dangerous of a mommy.
This
That's
woman,
a dangerous
you know,
mommy.
This woman is just... First of all, she obviously has a huge, rampant drug addiction.
Yes.
And then she does... Like, you know, she got really high and she's like, I want to be good mommy.
No, because that's the problem
today,
with meth.
Like, I'm going to do this now.
But I've read about meth use. And tell me... Correct me if I'm wrong, but I've read a little bit about it. And it seems to be... It's more like... I view meth as like... Oh man, I got fucking spiders in my hair. I'm gonna cut them out on the scissors. But I also
meth is more like I think today I'm gonna take the MUFON test.
It's like it you is really yeah. feel responsible.
Yes, you feel super responsible.
Can you like I'm on it? I'm on the ball. Yeah, I'm zooted, but at the same time, I'm a mommy. Mommy hat comes on now. I just
what
had my needs
do?
Meth hat on. Yep. I took off my needs meth hat on Whoop. Because I smoked the meth. But now mommy's gotta make milk.
Whoop. And then mommy has to breastfeed.
And then mommy has to breastfeed. And when it comes out blue, you know that it's bad. I feel like there's we should look at it being like, if it looks like a Walter White themed latte, like it should not be going inside of a baby.
That's the official war on Christmas. When Starbucks starts with the Walter White themed Christmas drinks.
I want to talk about, you know what's... There's very little nice for me being alone in a hotel room without my family, honestly. Like,
well,
it's
we're
very
in your hotel
here.
Room right now.
This
it,
is
it seems pretty good. We have the exact same posters on the wall.
And they
every
act
hotel
like
room.
This is one of those hotels, too, where it's like every room is a unique experience. And it's like the rooms are literally identical.
Yeah, it's like if you want to live like Keith Richards, but then you realize that most of his life he's just slept.
He's also been handled very well.
Yeah, no, honestly, all the Rolling Stones do, that's why they're alive, they just sleep all day.
They're very smart.
Yeah, that's exactly what you
I should have got more sleep today.
Exactly.
But I didn't. I went to the gym responsible.
You did go to the gym?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
I can tell.
Fuck you. Fuck you. I want to talk about Sphinx is a lot older than it should be, man.
Okay, so I knock on the door today, and I first of all, I try to physically attack Henry, and then he tells me it's an injury, so I have to stop attacking him. And evidently, you hurt your leg.
I did something at the wedding the other night.
It was just dancing.
I was drunk.
Okay. And then he tells me, he sits me down, and like he is trying to tell me that I am being sold to a different family. Ha! Tells me that the Sphinx is not as old.
The Sphinx?
The Sphinx
should definitely be a shortened age.
So what
but
the hell
it seems
is...
to be the Sphinx's lying to us.
What the hell is going on with this nonsense? Because I'm not even trying to deal with all this.
This is the one... It's not, again, it's not a benefit of being alone in a hotel room. It's that what I can do when I can sit here alone is I bring my fucking weed in here. I fucking cheeped a whole fucking Supremco jiggity joint
like it, yes.
to my head last night. And I sat and got into one of those accidental wormholes where I am listening to people scream at each other about how the Sphinx is technically 12,000 years old, but okay. It's supposed to be 6,000 years old. Something like this. Obviously, I am paraphrasing the nonsense, but it comes down to solar flares, which we need to look out for, which is George Norrie's biggest fear.
No, I love a good solar flare. I kind of want a solar flare to come and just destroy everything. And
it's coming.
Caveman, my people, the bigs, we are going to do so good again.
You have no skills.
I have clunking skills.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Honestly,
you're a good bruiser, but you would need somebody like me, the brains of the operation.
You're not the brains of the
operation.
Yeah,
I am.
No, you...
You don't think I won't find food faster than you?
No,
I will definitely
eat you.
No, you won't because I scurry. I scuttle. I'll hide in a rock face.
You honestly can't find food faster than me because I had a fucking bologna sandwich waiting for you and you didn't even get it.
No, I had hot chicken and deviled eggs within 45 minutes.
Pedophile.
I don't know why. I am not a pedophile.
I do honestly think like Jerry Sandusky's favorite meal is hot chicken and deviled eggs.
Excellent. Now here we go, Bobby. Hold still. I'm just doing it's like a plate.
It's like all
it's
over in his
disgusting.
Tiny little chest.
I don't know why that's so anyway, so the Sphinx
The Sphinx
is 12,000
years old. Now, I was obviously listening to talk of this man named Robert Scotch.
Okay.
S-C-H-O-C-H. And talking about the real age of the Sphinx. He was working with a man named John Anthony West. Now, this okay. comes from this comes from the world of alternative Egyptology, where there are people who are furious about the fact
right.
that the Sphinx might actually be 12,000 years old. And the way you can tell it is from the rock. I learned a little bit about how the way the Sphinx was carved, which is very interesting, oh, is that...
Tell me about that, that Sphinx, carved Sphinx. Ooh,
that
yeah.
brown Sphinx. I was researching about it, and a lot of statues, right... They are built from the ground up, where you get rocks and you carve it out of a structure where you pile rocks up like the pyramids were.
Yes.
But the Sphinx was dug out, right? It was dug out. It's very, very uh-huh. complicated with these giant blocks, 50 tons. But I'm obviously in a place where Eddie Bravo. Like, I'm starting to sound like to this world.
It's very good.
Yeah. But I like the idea of playing with the timelines of the planet Earth. Which
no, but just go. So what? Okay, so how is it 12,000 and not 6,000?
What they're
also,
saying
can
is,
I just ask this? How do we even know it's 6,000? I don't want to be like ignorant, but how they say do we even know?
The way it depends on just where it's at. And the materials it was built out of and the aging that is heard around it. But what they're saying is it just depends on whether or not you believe that a comet hit this Earth and basically helped create a second ice age, right? Okay. And the time, but the placement, the time placements for all of these things.
Well, but that's a pretty well-known or pretty well-thought
They're
idea.
Also saying that the embankment around, like the actual enclosure of the Sphinx
okay.
shows a water... Basically, a time period when the Sahara was like a half jungle, and then glaciers grew over the Sahara. All of this bullshit. I don't know yet fully. I can't go through the details. I don't have an outline in front of me. But this started with John Anthony West. Look it up on your own. It's interesting. It's a good way to help you be a difficult person to talk to because if we all can't agree how old the Earth is, then we're fucked.
We're doomed.
But they're saying that a solar flare,
I heard this triangle,
a part of the. The research is that a solar flare happened that essentially fucked up and created these gigantic superstorms that destroyed basically all of human society. What they're trying to say is that the Sphinx was created by an older group of human beings that existed before the Egyptians, which is now a cycle of thought. We don't know if that's... No, we don't know. They're saying that the Egyptians were the most ancient of our civilization, and that...
I actually don't know this. Are Egyptians technically, in the minds of many, the first people?
Well, one of the groups of the most advanced... of our cultures. It came out of, like, obviously, when it came out of the Fertile Crescent, civilization slowly spread from the Middle East out, right? This idea that we were born in Africa and the Middle East, it spread out, and that eventually, once we got into agriculture, it started really building up our societies. Egypt was, like, the crown jewel of those societies.
Okay.
Right? And that, what they're saying, but they're saying that that was one line. And that's all of humankind, that it's been happening in this one shift. But what they're saying is that maybe, just maybe, the Sphinx. I can't stop saying it. That's it now. And it is the Sphinx. But they're saying the Sphinx, being 12,000 years old, is an example of that maybe there was a pre our history civilization of humankind that might have also been some form of what we would say advanced, but like Egyptian level advanced, that was wiped out by some gigantic disaster.
Cool. I agree.
That's it.
There it is. So why can't that be the case?
People are really upset about it.
Why?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Scientists care.
Scientists are just they're care. Having fun.
That's their jobs. They have to care to make that money.
The 6,000-year Earth, I've heard about the 6,000-year Earth for a long time because I grew up with that
They're
shit.
They're not saying that.
No,
it's just
I know.
Then you also get into the whole world of the timelines could be all fucking wiggity, right? This concept that maybe during the Dark Ages, that technically right now, we say it's 2019 in the United States of America with our calendar in the whatever that Western calendar is.
Yeah.
But we did technically make it up that it's quite possible that during the Dark Ages we lost like 300 years.
Yeah, we lost like no one knows. They at some point everyone's like it's one.
Someone had to say we're wearing shorts now.
Yeah, that's it.
We're chopping off the bottoms of these breeches.
Our entire construct of time for many people is based off of the death and the birth of Jesus Christ, which is probably not a real person.
So the technical age is they're saying that the Sphinx should be 9,700 years old.
It looks great.
I mean, it's
honestly,
got no
the
face.
Sphinx is like doing really good though.
I I am obviously stepping a toe deep into a conspiracy world that I'm just now trying to transcribe after being fucking absolutely fuchsia-eyed last night, high in this room, trying to absorb it. And I will listen to some stuff today.
Right.
But if you listen to a talk by Robert Schock that he's got on his YouTube channel, New Realities.
Do you have to be filled with hot chicken, deviled eggs, and weed to do
yes.
it?
Okay. There's no other way.
I know. No, I because understand.
Because you need the energy.
I know how you crack the code
no,
to
you
get
need
to the YouTube
protein
page.
Energy.
Yeah, of course.
To get there. And I'm certain it's on Gaia.com or one of those. I like the idea of like, but then the Why problem not? Is that if we're fucking with the timeline, we know nothing.
Time does not, it's not real.
Time keeps on slipping.
The 24 hours are not real. Minutes are not real.
Time is a construct, man. That's what I keep telling my old fucking boss.
I mean, it doesn't matter because you still have to be on time for stuff.
I told my fucking boss.
I tell you guys this all the time because I'm notoriously late. I'm like, we're European.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Marcus wants to fucking snap kick you in the neck every single time you do it. But you know, we are our own bosses. So guess what, Henry? You got the day off.
Fine. Day is off. We actually have a show tonight at 8 p.m.
We do.
Here
we should perform
Nashville.
That first. Yeah, yeah.
Cannot
absolutely.
Wait. Well, interesting conversation about time. In no way a heavy conversation that we just kind of dipped our toe into.
Yeah.
I think we solved it. I think we solved time.
Well, I just,
but it really
I'll
isn't real.
But
show up to work on time. But it really is like all of this. Like, why is it 2019?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I feel like there is obviously there's going to be someone be like, oh, actually, there's the Rick and it's on the calendar. So I know that that is true. I know that 2019 is here for a reason, that it's called 2019 for some.
We're just doing it to
reason.
Organize, just so everyone can be like, it's 2019, just so you can organize.
I mean, we're That's doing it. A lot of shit. That's why, I mean, we're a part of a puppet world. We've been controlled by the government through the voice of the entertainment world and the entertainment system.
Cardi B.
For a long time. Cardi B is going to be a senator. We've already did this joke. But then I also feel like we have been hypnotized by the entertainment community by using the messages delivered to them by the GOP and the DNC for a long ass time.
Oh my God. Well, yeah. Who feeds what? All I know is Hollywood's
the
moral
authority.
They want
to keep us obedient.
Hollywood is the moral authority of the country, and thank God for it, because those
there's
people,
nothing,
those people
there's
know what
no
to do.
Place that is just so, there's no place I believe in more and trust more than the citizens of Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, great
actors
people.
And comedians are the moral beacon of this country, and we should look to them as heroes.
I agree. So
nothing
anyway.
Sarcastic. About it.
Interesting conversation about the Sphinx, indeed.
The
Let us know what you think. If you're an actual scientist, I would love to hear.
Explain I honestly
it.
Would love to. If we do have anybody who's an alternative Egyptologist and wants to come and talk on Patreon, I will fucking talk your face off. I want to know more about this.
What
if Robert Schock does listen to this, which I don't think he does.
No, I don't think
But if he did, I'd love to talk to him.
All right. All right, everyone. Well, thank you all so much for listening. This is live from Henry's Hotel Room in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. If you are in Nashville, check out Roberts. Check out Kid Rock's Donkey
don't
Honk.
Don't fucking
Tonk.
Even dare go there. Go
no,
down
actually,
to the five
don't.
Spot. Go to any. Go to East Nashville where it's
East
fun.
Nashville is beautiful. That's the hipster. That's more hipster area. And quite frankly, I was a little bit. I'm not disappointed, but I would have liked to hear a little bit more original country music.
That is true. I would have liked to have heard more country music too, but the Motown Monday we went to was fucking
Motown Monday,
a blast.
Yeah,
and you know, nothing like three older, weird looking dudes sitting alone in a booth to really kick up a party, man.
And our manager was out there.
He got scoped by another dude.
Oh, I know. I saw
like
it.
A bigger, older man.
Yeah, yeah.
With a big white beard, he gave him like a. You want to be one of my elves?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you want to be my favorite elf?
Oh, my.
Sucky. This is Sucky the elf.
Santa Claus is coming in town.
Yeah, he is.
You never know. And
maybe
he is Jack the Ripper.
He might
maybe
be.
Maybe Santa Claus is Jack the Ripper. Santa Claus might as well be Jack the Ripper.
Santa Claus
That's
is all
I'm saying
alive.
From now on.
Jack the Ripper is. It's more like Jack the Ripper is the Santa Claus of serial killers because I think he was never real. He's the Jesus Christ of serial killers.
If anyone actually died. I don't know.
They did get
at this point.
That's where you just didn't do any of the reading, and
no,
you have to
I
see.
Did. I am just so over Jack the Ripper. I'm like, did it even happen at this point? I'm
it
like,
did.
So,
okay. It did. It just didn't. Maybe didn't happen the way that it said. But I'll say, man, Polish just got a little bit more edge in this world.
the roundest people with a little bit more edge. I love
say,
it.
Hey, man, live your life.
Yep.
Like you got a pocket full of Zantac.
Oh.
And you got a plate of chicken in front of you because that's when I came back. I had
know.
Three Zantac last night.
You had to leave early because to take the Zantac. And you were really excited to leave. You're like, I got to go. Take my Zantac. And I was like, but why are you so happy about it? He's like, You were just thrilled.
I got my Zantac.
I know.
Love your wife, miss your wife when you're in a hotel room alone and know that you have nothing to grip onto, nothing to hold onto in this life, and you're just spinning on a bed that's spinning into a fucking galaxy.
Well, that's very specific towards you.
And laugh. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Because laughing is fun screaming.
It is, actually.
Little
screams. Oh, I love it.
Because if you do one long ha,
That's sad.
It's screaming.
Yeah. All right, everyone. We are going to see you this week. We cannot wait. Cincinnati, we're coming to your town.
To you.
Cleveland, we're coming to your town.
Coming
and
to
Pittsburgh. And I think, do we have a couple of more tickets in Pittsburgh?
We have like 30 tickets left in Pittsburgh.
So if you are...
Seriously, get them right now.
Get them.
I'm very, very excited for the show. And we have some tickets left for Cleveland, too.
Yes. A couple and literally just a very, very few. This isn't like, we haven't sold any. Tell people that there aren't much left. So
the way you said that makes it sound like that, but it's not. Really, it's
not. It really is not. So just get those tickets if you want to come. We cannot wait to see you. I did forget my wrestling belt, but that's okay. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to be sad today.
I just miss it. I missed the belt when
I know, because it makes you feel like a champion.
Yep.
All right, everyone, hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations.
Hail me.
See you on the road.
See you on the road.
See you on the road. Oh.
Kisses.
Brothers and sisters, today we delight in the story, the only path to happiness that exists in this life. The story must be told. And now, a brief reading from the book of Burning Buildings titled 14 Dogs.
I own 14 dogs, and this is how they all died. Strong Anthony got sucked under a street sweeper. Bristled Eyeless bristled to goo. Rawfoot choked on all the coins I made him swallow. Tam Tam and Tampon ascended to heaven, body and all. The rest died from eating expired dog meat, but I wasn't wasting it, no sir. Don't tell me how to raise my dogs. The man sat there in his own filth, waiting to be told anything, but he was alone. It began raining outside, and he heard the location of each hole in his Swiss cheese ceiling. The sunset. He didn't light candles. Despite the soak of the rain, the filth did not subside. Months passed, and organ failure by organ failure, his body did give up. The filth replaced each dead cell, from his toes to his eyelids, so he petrified. A filth statue for a forgotten Pompeii.
The story must be told is a spiritual experience.
And it is your life forever now. A new story is released every Tuesday. Repent and subscribe.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.